The time has come, the Walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello, and welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said that looks can be deceiving, and we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here today together to uncover, discover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. You mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. It's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. So let's get started. Today is Sunday, April 24th, 2011, if you're listening live, and it's not if you're listening by recording. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, and happy Earth Day weekend to everyone. Today, we are going to talk about many things. I'm going to jump around perhaps even more than usual. I want to start by talking a little bit about Earth Day, because for me, I think that's when we celebrate Mother's Day for the first time each year. It is our Mother Earth, and something occurred to me. It's been something I've thought before, but it occurred to me really strongly this week, so they kind of tapped me on the head and said, write that down. Make sure that that goes into the show on Sunday. And that's this. The scientists can't really explain what gravity is. And you say, well, what is gravity? Well, it's an attractive force. It brings beings together. It keeps them in relationship with each other. It keeps them, well, that's what keeps the Earth and the other planets spinning around the sun. That's what keeps our solar system spinning within the galaxy, etc. And yet they can't explain what it is. They know what it does. They can describe it. They can use the equations to even predict it. But they can't tell what it is. And so I'd like to postulate a little theory here for everybody. And that is this. Gravity is love. Think about it. When you are in love with someone, you gravitate towards them. You are pulled toward them. That's exactly what effect this has on you. And the reason I bring this up is that I want everyone to feel how loved we are by our Mother Earth. Think about it. When's the last time you woke up and found yourself floating off into space because gravity stopped working? All of this talk about what we've done to the planet and all the negative things that are out there going on right now that we can look out and go, humanity is just screwing things up. And yet that love is never ending. She's not going to wake up tomorrow. She's not going to decide right now, oh, I'm done with these humans, and they're gone. And that is so much of what the vision of so many people have concerning the end times, concerning the apocalypse, concerning 2012, etc. And so I just wanted to put that out there. I just want everyone to open up. And I brought that up first because I'd like to bring that into what I'll call the call for community. So what I'd like to do with every show is to have each of us open up to feel the community out there, to feel all the other people who are listening live right now, to feel all the other people who might listen to this in the recording, to feel all the other light workers, everyone else out there of like mind, and perhaps more importantly, like heart, who are desiring to bring more love into the world, who are desiring to bring more empowerment into the world, who are desiring to create a world that is, well, a much more pleasant experience for all of us, but more important than the pleasantness is a much more empowered, creative experience for all of us. And so just take a moment to do that. Breathe in, open yourself up, open your heart up, expose yourself a little bit, and be willing to feel that connection, because we are all out there. And we are all connected regardless of how far apart geographically we are. Which actually brings me to another thing that I hear quite a bit in working with the clients one-on-one and even at the groups that I do. And it has to do with community and that connection, that not feeling the community locally, maybe is the best word for it. Not finding the people that we can really connect with deeply close by. And there's a reason for that. There is a reason for that. It's that as light workers, we came here specifically to do a job. And that job is to raise the vibration in our own energy fields and thereby raise the vibration for the planet, to give back, if you will. And because of that, we need to be kind of scattered. You don't want everybody all bunched together. Well, we're all going to share our light in New York City and the rest of the world is going to stay dark. We need to be spread out. But as more and more people come online, and how do they come online? Well, they come online because it's their time. Lots of people have spontaneous awakenings, calls to seek out that new age stuff, that spiritual stuff, that weird stuff that before they might have dismissed, ignored, judged, because they have a shift going on inside of them, because their spiritual alarm clock goes off one morning because they signed up to wake up at that time. And I want to just put that forth because each one of us had that time. And I know for me, and I know for a lot of the people that I've come across, that alarm clock going off was when we hit a really rough spot. It was when we hit a time that was beyond our capacity to handle based on what we knew already. And so we had to overcome the discomfort of seeking something new. And often what that takes is enough discomfort elsewhere in our lives that the discomfort of seeking change, of seeking, of exploring something new, isn't so daunting anymore. Well, one of the gifts that we are giving back to the planet, one of the gifts that we're giving back to the rest of humanity, is that as we walk forward on our individual paths of healing, of clearing out the old pain, the old judgment, the old patterns, the old limitations, and bringing more of our light, more of our power to the surface to express out in the world, what we are doing is twofold. One, we're taking the pressure off. As the light quotient expands on the planet as a whole, as it expands in the mass consciousness as a whole, it makes it that much easier for the next person. They don't need to be in quite so much pain to be pushed toward the light, because we've already created a path, so it's easier to follow. It's easier to open. It's easier to make that alternative choice. So pat yourself on the back, no matter how rough it may have been lately or somewhere on your path. Everything that you have done, everything that we have done matters and makes it easier for those who are waking up next. Another thing that is vitally important in this process is that as we do that, as we are willing to expose ourselves, to share our light, to share our truth, to share our experiences, it makes it more permissible for others to do so. We might as well use the mob mentality to our own benefit. It's easy for the negative mob. I want to create a spiritual mob. Opening up, opening up, opening up, and that makes it that much easier for everybody else to open up. So, are you ready? Are you ready to join the spiritual mob? Are you ready to join that mob, creating that mass consciousness, creating that group energy that is contagious, because that's kind of what happens when a mob forms. The energy there multiplies itself. A few people get upset, a few people get expressive, and it just ripples out from there. Well, we can do that with the positive as well as the negative. And so let's do that consciously. If you're willing to do that consciously with me, I would like to send a Whipple. A Whipple? A ripple of love out into the world right now. And so just take a deep breath with me and send that out. And send out this idea, the energy of it's okay to be who we are. And it's okay to express who we are. And just breathe into that. Feel that for yourself. Take it in for yourself. But then open it up and let it go out. And feel it coming back to you from all the others out here in this connection, in this community that we have going. Thank you. It feels pretty good to me. Now, let's talk a little bit about Easter, about resurrection. Now, being raised Catholic, I've got some funny ideas about Easter, it seems a bit odd to me, from one perspective, that this most holy of days in the Christian calendar is named after a goddess of fertility, and the primary symbols are the rabbit and the egg. You can't get more pagan than that. But, if nothing else, the Catholic Church, they have been masters of spin throughout history, and they will take what they find, wherever they find it, to get somebody else converted. So, okay, yes, fertility holiday. Let's see how we can wrap that in here. That fits very well with this idea of rebirth and spring. All these things go together. And yet, this is a perfect time. It is a perfect time in the year to look at the idea of resurrection. Because I don't know about where you are, whether you're in a place where there aren't really four seasons, etc., or not. But in New Hampshire, it's really just starting to get green right now. The buds are out on the trees, on the bushes. Had a bunch of rain the past couple of weeks, and so it's really picked up in the past couple of days, at least where I'm at. And that rebirthing every year that happens in the spring, I'm certainly not the first to say it, but it is the perfect symbol for this idea of resurrection that's encompassed in the Christian, in the Catholic, the idea of Christ coming back from the dead, and in the idea that takes that a little bit further, where we look at the historical Jesus or the Christ figure not as the Savior who fixed everything for us, but is the example that we're here to emulate. As far as I'm concerned, one of the most important things that he supposedly said was, "This and even greater will you do." He was talking about one of his miracles. I don't even remember which one. But, "This and even greater will you do." And they like to spin that as, "Oh, well, you do that in Christ's name and you do it, blah, blah, blah. He's doing it. You're just there to allow it." Well, he said multiple times, it's the Father doing this through me. And if he's saying that each one of us has the same power to do this, each one of us has the same capacity to bring divinity through us to create what looks like miracles. Each one of us. Breathe that in, if you're willing. Let yourself take that in, that you have the power to create miracles. You have the power to connect with divinity that strongly that you can work underneath the rules of reality that we normally see out here. Because that's what a miracle is. It's not breaking those rules, it's working underneath them. It's getting down below the surface level and making change in the way something is manifesting into the world. Because one of these things that we have, our consciousness kind of messes with us. We perceive things as staying the same, as continuing through time. And yet, ask any person who is older than 40, and they're going to tell you when they look in the mirror, they don't understand how they got that old because they don't they don't feel that way. They don't feel how they look. They still feel like they did 20 years ago in many ways. And so that perception that this thing, whatever the thing is before us, whether it's our physical body, whether it's our friends, whether it's our family, whether it's the computer, the idea that they're staying the same is ludicrous. They are being recreated moment by moment by moment. And it's in that recreation that we have the opportunity to tweak the settings and create a miracle. If we can let go of that idea of continuity, if we can let go of that idea that things stay the same, if we can let go of, in many ways, the idea of inertia. If it's at rest, it's going to stay there unless you do something to it. If it is in movement, it's going to stay in movement unless you do something to it. At the physical level. But what we're talking about is getting underneath that physical level. Getting underneath it and making the change as it is manifesting in the next moment into the physical. And that is absolutely possible. Otherwise, we wouldn't have stories of miracles. And of course, Jesus Christ, whatever you would use as the term, is far from the only being on the planet or in history that has attributed these powers. There are multiple beings who have become ascended masters, who have transcended the limitations of the physical to be able to work at that level underneath and change things at the physical in a way that seems miraculous if we're only looking at the physical, if we're not looking at the underlying energies, if we're not looking at how the blueprint of something manifests it again and again and again and again and again, kind of the way the images in a motion picture played close enough together will give you the illusion of the continuity of the movie. When in fact, if you pull it out, it's one picture and another picture, and each one is an image, and each one is slightly different than the one before us, before it, which gives us that illusion of continuity, which gives us that movement, that sense of continuity and yet change. And so what I'm talking about is getting to the place where we go down and we change the individual image, and it can completely change the course of the picture. What would happen, for instance, if you took your favorite movie and you spliced into it a Daffy Duck cartoon and you just completely changed what was there? Well, if you just played the movie through, it would seem to be this jump instantaneously. That's what we're looking for. We want to bring Daffy Duck in. Daffy Duck creates miracles. And if you can allow yourself to bring that image in for yourself, not Daffy Duck necessarily, but if you can allow yourself to bring in that idea that in each moment there's that opportunity for radical transformation, for radical change, for the miraculous, then you've begun to walk down the path to creating it. Now, this idea of Easter, of resurrection, also brought up something really interesting for me this morning. And that has to, at least I think it's interesting, you may not. That is that it's hard to resurrect what we don't remember. What is resurrection? Well, bringing something back, bringing it from the dead is the extreme version. But bringing something back that was there before, well, how can we bring back what we don't remember? What we're seeking to do is resurrect our divinity But at a conscious level, most of us don't remember it. We get glimpses here and there in meditation, or we have this experience or that experience that is extremely powerful. But we don't necessarily remember the whole thing. And so I would like to take a little journey now, take you through a little exercise, take you through an initiation, whatever you want to call it, to remember a little bit more of that experience so that you can have a little bit easier time resurrecting it, resurrecting your divinity. And again, Easter's the perfect time. This was when, if you will, in the story of Jesus, in the life of Jesus, this is when he completely took off the cloak that he was hiding under of the human aspect and stepped fully into the divine, which is what we're looking to do in empowering ourselves, is to take off the cloak, the limitations of our humanness, and step fully into the divinity. So, as we do this, make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes if that helps. You don't have to see this. It's about intending, it's about feeling, it's about opening into it. It's not about visualization. If you see it, that's fine. But as we begin, what I'd like you to do is go back. Imagine yourself getting younger and younger and younger and younger very quickly, year by year, just seconds flying by. And back into the mother's womb, back down until you're the seed and the egg, and poof, up into the spiritual realm. Take yourself back to where you were before you came into the body. And you can imagine this space in whatever way you would like, but what I'd like you to do more than imagining what the space looks like is how it feels. This is the moment just before you're coming into the body. And what I'd like you to do is just breathe into a few things. Open to a few possibilities. Breathe into the excitement that you felt getting ready to come down and be in a physical body. And just let yourself breathe into that. Feel that loosen things up a little bit. And feel, allow yourself to open to feel the degree of, I'm going to call it rightness. You know this is exactly what you want to do. That's why you're so excited about it. You know it is going to be an experience that, well, you'll remember for eternity. Because you've chosen all of these attributes. You chose your parents. You chose the country you were born in. You chose the economic level you were born into. You've chosen the religion that you're going to experience or not. You got together with a number of your friends and you said, hey, I'm going to go do this life. You want to come and join me? And they said, yeah, I'll be this. I'll be the mom, you be the dad. Who wants to be the kids? Okay, great. And feel that connection with these people that you're going down to share life with. And how excited you are to connect with them in this way, to put on these masks of humanity. Forget who you really are for a while and go down and play. And allow yourself to open to the feeling of love that you have for all of those who are going to go down and play with you in the body. And all of those who are going to stay behind and be the support team. Your guides and angels, they're running the lights and the sound. They're doing all the tech work behind the scenes. They're raising the curtain and lowering it. They're giving cues to the people when they're supposed to come into your life. Okay, it's time for you guys to meet. You both need to be in London tomorrow. Yeah, right here. And give thanks to them and feel the love and the connection there as well. And coming back to where we started, feel the love of Mother Earth. They're like this huge beacon, palpable, that you can come in to a body and trust that these experiences are going to be perfect because you have her there with you every step of the way. Wonderful. And open up to really feeling that energy of free will that you're stepping into as you make this choice to come in. Come into the body. Really feel the free will. No one forced you down here. This isn't about unfinished business from another lifetime. You may have chosen to bring some of that into play with some more, but you're not here because you screwed up last time. You're here because you chose to come back. And feel that choice as deeply as you can. And now allow yourself to kind of do like you would do at the pool when you do a cannonball. And just run at the edge of the room and jump. And feel yourself, your soul self, your divine self, dropping down into that connection. In the womb, out of the womb, through all the days, through all the years, up till now, up till this moment. And feel your divine power reorganizing the cells of those experiences, the memories, the emotions, up to right now. And feel that degree of choice again. Feel yourself in that same degree of choice right now. Because you still have it. Feel yourself in that same degree of power right now as much as you can because you still are it. You still are that power. You still have that power. Wonderful. Okay. And take a deep breath and ground this experience into you. Ground, breathe down, breathe this energy through you. And feel it going out through all the connections with all the other people you know, all the relationships you have, into all the things that surround you in your world as well. And this is you having that much clearer of a picture that you can go in at any time and edit your movie. Take out something. Take out a scene that's coming that you don't like by inserting a new, more empowered choice, a new, more empowered vision of you. Creating a miracle. Resurrecting your divinity into a moment where you weren't feeling it. And so to me, that's what this image, what the metaphor. I got a question this morning. Very good question. The metaphor of resurrection and how to use that. Well, that's what I would say the metaphor of resurrection is best used as. That we can rebirth ourselves. We can resurrect our divinity no matter how bad a moment may seem. Can't get much worse than dying on a cross. We can bring that energy in of resurrection. We can bring that energy in of divinity, and we can be reborn. I love the image of the phoenix. Out of the ashes, the new is reborn. And it's not exactly the same as what came before. Yes, it's the phoenix. And there's only one at a time, so to speak. Just like there's only one of you at a time. One of me at a time. And yet, I'm not the same as I was yesterday. Let alone 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I look back at and I can't even count how many lives I've already had in this lifetime. How many changes I've gone through that I look back and I know I did that, but I couldn't imagine myself ever doing that thing again. It's not who I am anymore. Which again is part of that picture. Because we are focusing through that continuity, through that filter, that illusion that we're the same as we were before. Because we have the same name or the same address or the same partner or the same job, that we're still the same and we're not. And so that's what I would use this metaphor for. The resurrection is that opportunity to be reborn into our divinity in any situation, in every situation, by choice, by remembering that that power is there. And bringing the next piece of our awakening out through the birth canal, out of the cave, out of the darkness, expressing our light. And we do that every day. Every day. We have Easter is every day. We go to sleep. We wake up. We're reborn. It's a new day. We get to change the rules of our own existence. So, I would encourage each one of you to change the rules of your own existence. If you don't like something, take steps to change it. Take steps to bring more of your power to choose into it. More of your power to change into it. Now, I'll do a brief commercial announcement by our sponsor, which, as usual, is me. So, if you are looking for some help with that kind of change, and you do get experience that you're enjoying or that you feel is empowering, that you feel you connect with out of these radio shows, I do this kind of thing on a one-on-one basis, over the phone, whatever way works, through Skype. It gets recorded. You get that recording. You take it with you. But they are extremely transformative and very empowering if you allow yourself to have that. So give me an email. Give me a call. Get something scheduled for yourself when you're ready, if you're ready, if it resonates. But I am available for that on an ongoing basis. And that's the end of the commercial. And now I'm going to go to the drawing. So this is the drawing for April. This is the last Sunday we have in April. So this is the drawing from all of those who have over the last, well, since the last drawing in the last month, who sent me an email with a question or a topic that they wanted to hear addressed on the show. Not that I've gotten to many of them directly yet, but I'm keeping the list. They'll be coming up here. Or if you've given me feedback during that time about the show, good, bad, or indifferent, although I am happy to say it's been good. Anyway, the winner is going to, I've got to stir these up a little bit. The winner is going to get either one of those hour-long channeling sessions or a 15-minute channeling session and a soul song session to go with it. And the winner is... Well, hello, Heather DeMunn. Congratulations. And that takes us up to transformation time. And what that means is that I'm going to get out of the way and allow whoever is ready to speak today, whichever ascended master or angel wants to come in, who is the one who can best serve this group. to come in and speak through me. Once more, I've made all the connections to allow this to happen at the beginning, before the show started. And so if you would allow yourself to just take a couple of deep breaths with me, I will do the toning that allows them to adjust the frequencies so that this can happen. And whoever it is will be here shortly. Dear ones, this is Yeshua, or as most of you would know me, Jesus, come to be with you. Welcome. And as we step forth here today, I would offer you this, that you are seen. That you are seen. It doesn't matter how well you hide your light. We who are here to serve you, see that light fully, and we kindle it. We are here to help feed the little twigs into it, to help you feed the little twigs into it, to allow your light to burn brighter, to help you to take off another mask and another mask and another mask and another mask. And all you have to do is ask. Ask. But most do not know how to ask. Most, when they think they're asking, they are begging. On some level they are in, "Oh, I am so unworthy, please help me anyway. I don't deserve it, but please help me anyway. I'm a piece of crap, but please help me anyway. I hurt my friend, but please help me anyway." That is begging, not asking, and it won't get you very far in transforming your life. Because when you are doing that, you are emphasizing the failure of not what you have done or even what you have intended to do, but the failure of yourself to recognize your divinity in that moment. You are here in every moment being given the opportunity to claim more of your light. And most, not all, but most, wait until things get really bad, get really dark, to try to turn their light up, to try to ask for help even. But it is in those moments that you are most prone to begging, least able to receive help. Because you are most in your shame, you are most in your unworthiness. Now, that's not to say that even asking from there doesn't get you something. It does. But not nearly as much as what you can receive in a moment when you are not at your worst, experiencing the worst. In a moment of relative calm. It doesn't have to be a moment when you feel your best. But if you're not feeling your worst, you're going to magnify how much you are able to receive from us. How much you are able to take in, to remember, to bring back. And so take a moment right now. Hopefully, you're not feeling your worst right now. But regardless, take a moment right now and ask. But ask in this way. Ask in this way. I am divine light, and I am choosing to know my divinity more, to experience my divinity more, to express my divinity more. Please aid me in expanding in that way in this moment. And breathe into that. It has a very different feel to it. You're not asking us to fix it for you, for one thing. You're asking for us to support you in making the change yourself. And you are beginning with, I am divine light, and I make this choice. You are claiming your divinity first. That is what was meant by ask and you shall receive. Perhaps a better translation, a better way to put it, would have been know and you will receive. Know. What you know is what you will receive. And so by claiming your knowing, your experience of your divinity, you expand your ability to claim whatever else it is that you would choose to claim. Whatever else it is that you would choose to create. This is the first step. It is the core of everything else. If there's one prayer for you to pray in the morning, it is, I am divine light and I choose to know this more. Please support me in that, now and throughout this day. Thank you. Because as you know that, all of the rest happens more or less automatically. The more you know your divinity, the less you will suffer. The more quickly you will change anything that might be negative into your life into something that looks more like the way you would desire it to look. Any time that you're experiencing anything less than you desire it to be, rather than this being a crushing blow or yet another failure, it will simply be a reminder that all of you is not yet fully experiencing your divinity. And here is another cloud of your old limitation, of your old belief pattern being stirred up so that you can air it out, so that you can turn the fan on and blow it out. And the negative experience is no longer our reasons to bemoan your fate. They become instead opportunities. And they become instead experiences of transformation into freedom. Because you have right there the negative, and as you choose to move it, as you choose to move out of it, in the very act of that choice, in the very act of breaking your agreement to live in that illusion, and it's not an illusion in the sense that you're not experiencing it, it's an illusion in the sense that it is an illusion when you go into the funhouse and look in the mirrors that are all distorted and turn you into a giant or a fat person, etc. It is simply a distortion of what is truly there. And when you recognize that this is a distortion, it is a limitation on what is truly there. Yes, it's what you're experiencing, but you give yourself the opportunity to change that experience rather than to buy into it and reclaim it and recycle it. The best recycling is when you take something away to the recycling center and you leave it behind when you leave that center. Think of that. Every painful, uncomfortable, unhappy experience that you have is like the recycling center. It's like going to that center. You're choosing not to ignore that you have this garbage that is no longer useful for you, but that you're choosing to move through it. You move through the recycling center, you leave little bits of broken glass over there, you leave scrunched up plastic bottles over here, you leave that behind. It served its purpose, but you don't need it anymore. So you give it to where it can be used. And so we say to you, you have an energetic recycling center with you all the time. As long as you are in body, as long as you are on this Mother Earth, you have that recycling center with you. You don't have to go anywhere. All you have to do is say, Mother, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I give you this old, used up energy that's in a form that doesn't fit me anymore, that is too tight, like my school clothes from childhood, and so I'm getting rid of it. And I give it to you to do with as you wish. And when you do this consciously, Mother, I've got some recycling to do. What does that enable? It enables her to take it not as something bad or evil or wrong, not as something that's going to create suffering in her, but as energy to be recycled, to be used in a different way, to support another in a different way, to recreate the world in a different way. It is the ultimate gift to the Mother Earth to give her what you no longer use in a conscious way. This is not tossing it out the window of the car as you're driving. This is, shall we say, starting a pile for mulch or going to the recycling center. That is what the consciousness and the intention does to this. And look at that. Every day becomes Mother's Day. Every day you clean out some old crap, you give it to your mother as a gift. How about that? She doesn't even need to have a yard sale. She will simply take it, transform it, and feed it back to her children in a new, more empowered way. You don't need to worry about her. She is fine. She is fine. She is very good at recycling. What you need to stop projecting is your fear that she is damaged beyond repair, that humanity could possibly destroy this planet is ludicrous. Because this planet is not just the plants or the animals or any of the things that you see. This planet is the consciousness. And included in that is all of the beings. The humans, the other animals, the plants, the minerals, the spirits. And so, the more you hold a vision of the power that she has to transform, the less even appearance of creating pain in her you will manifest. Because quite frankly, the suffering that you're projecting onto her is the suffering that you're experiencing. It's not what she's experiencing. And so allow yourself to take that in, to take that through you, to give yourself the gift of letting go of the guilt, of letting go of the guilt of what you, or in many cases, other humans have done that you judge yourself about, that you judge humanity about. Let that go. That is the greatest gift that you can give to her for Earth Day. And yes, Earth Day has passed, but every day is Earth Day if you're on the Earth. Every day is your Mother's Day for her if you're here. And she celebrates you being here. Feel that. Breathe in her celebration. Breathe in how glad she is that you are in a body right now. Feel her love for you. And feel my love for you. And the love of all the others who are here at this time on this planet to support you, to serve you, to aid you in remembering that you are one of us. You are already a master. You are already a divine being. It's simply time to remember that now. So, take that in, not just with your mind, but with your heart. Truly breathe it in. I am a master now. And perhaps that is what you say to yourself in the mirror in the morning. I am a master now. I choose to experience it. I choose to share it. And so we will take our leave. But our love will remain with you. Now. And always. Namaste, dear ones. Hello again. Hello again. Well, that brought us fairly well full circle. Back to Mother's Day. And I would just like to offer one last thing. One last thing. It is as we see ourselves that we experience ourselves. If you want to know what you believe, look at what you're experiencing. I do not personally believe that my beliefs are the same as my thoughts. My beliefs are what sits at the core of me in the blueprint of programs that manifest my experiences. And I believe that's true for each of us. I've seen it. I've seen it. And so when we give ourselves the opportunity to claim our divinity, even if it's only for a second, to re-experience it, even if it's only for a millisecond, we are helping to shatter the old patterns, to take them off, so that we can manifest these new beliefs into reality. So, I will just leave you with that. That it's time to claim our new beliefs and breathe them in and breathe them down. And breathe them through. And I wish you all a very happy day of resurrection, day of re-empowerment, and all the days from here on outward. And I would remind you that I am beginning the list for the next drawing, for the May drawing. So send me your thoughts, send me your comments, send me your feedback, send me your questions, send me topics you might like to hear me or the Masters talk about. And I would be greatly appreciative of that. And I will read them all. I may not be able to respond to them all, but I will read them all. I will take them in, and every topic and every question will go on to one of those lists to be addressed in the divine timing and the flow. So, thank you once more. And thanks for joining me today to co-create this time together. I can't do it without you. It truly is together that we create this. I will be back next week, live once more, same time, same place. I hope you'll join me again out there in the truth within. And maybe this week you expose yourself a little more and let others you know that you're listening here. And remember, you never know where this show will go. God bless.